Tweet at Today SOR.
Children's Hospice Week starts today and focuses on children with life-limiting conditions and on how to help families and to help families to provide for them. Families who are often under immense physical, emotional and financial pressure with hospice care. I'm joined now by Sam Vienna and Lisa White and from the Laura Lynn Foundation, consultant paediatrician Dr. Joanne Balfe. Thank you all indeed. Lisa is on the phone. Lisa's on the phone. And if I can come to you first, Dr. Joanne Balfe, the Laura Lynn Foundation is Ireland's only children's hospice. What is it exactly that the hospice provides for children?
So hospice provides palliative care to children with life-limiting conditions in their family. So hospice care is holistic care for the child and family, meeting the physical and psychosocial and emotional needs of the family. So that there's a number of aspects to the service that includes providing direct care, so short breaks or respite in the hospice or at home. And we also provide some symptom assessment and management, as that can be a real problem for the children that we care for. End-of-life care, bereavement support. And we also support the entire family, so providing play therapy, family therapy and psychology if required.
Yeah, and if I can come to you, Sam, your daughter Isabella, she's 8, I gather, and has a rare neurological condition called Aicardi syndrome. What does that entail and how does it affect Isabella?
Okay, so Isabella was diagnosed at 4 days old, so she has many brain abnormalities. She's blind, she's tube fed and she suffers seizures every day. We have never been able to get them under control. So in her daily life, she needs help in every aspect. Everything that she does, she has to have somebody with her to do it.
Yeah, and what is the outlook for her?
Well, her condition is life-limiting. We've got to 8 years now. We don't know how long we have or what's going to take her. So you just really have to take it year to year and see how she gets on.
And what kind of support then do you get from Laura Lynn?
Laura Lynn have been a massive support to us. We're with them for about 6.5 years now. So obviously, as Joanne said, we do get respite care from them, but we've also got to make a lot of very special memories because of them. Isabella's made a movie with her brother and all his friends. She's been on the stage in the Abbey Theatre. You know, she's done like really lovely things. So they're not just to give us a break. They're to really help us make her live a lovely life.
And they're the special things, yes. I suppose, that bring you great joy and her as well. But what's a typical day like for you?
So our day starts probably any time from 5 a.m. And she does be up during the night as well. So she has to get medication. She has to get dressed, changed, fed. And then we're lucky that she heads off to school about 9:30. So, but it is basically your day is just watching the clock. It's always timed for when she needs to be fed, when she needs to be changed, when she needs medication. She might need physiotherapy and then eventually off to bed. So our days are very busy. And unfortunately, our nights can be very busy too because she doesn't sleep very much.
And what about communication?
Isabella has her own way of communicating with us. I mean, because she has no vision, that makes things a lot harder than, you know, than a lot of children. But she has her cues. We know when she's happy, we know when she's sad, or when she's in pain or anything like that. Generally, she is quite a happy little girl and she will communicate by shouting. She loves music. That always keeps her happy and cheered up. And she has her favourite TV shows that she loves listening to as well. So,
and if I can turn to you, Lisa White, on the phone. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
And thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. Now, sadly, you and your husband, Lee, you lost your daughter, Eva, last year at just 21 months after a long illness. Just tell me about her.
Well, it was actually quite a short illness. We were kind of different from Sam and Isabella, as in Eva was born perfectly healthy. She hit every milestone. She was so smart and funny, and she's just full of personality. And then when she hit 18 months, we noticed something. She was walking a little bit funny, and I suppose, long story short, she was diagnosed in a very short space of time with a very rare brain tumour, and she was given less than a week to live. So it was a very difficult time for us.
So it was a contracted illness. It was a brain tumour that happened in her case. And where did Laura Lynn come into the picture when helping you?
Yeah, so within a week, Eva was diagnosed with the brain tumour, and it was in her spine as well. She'd gone from really well to really sick, paralysed from the kind of chest down, and we were kind of given the decision whether to treat but not save her, but just treat the symptoms, or, you know, go untreated. So Laura Lynn stepped in when we were in Temple Street. Bevan and Divya came in and told us all about how they can help us and how they can support us during the time, because we were thinking Eva would have days, which was amazing. We got 11 weeks with her rather than 1 week, so that shows how strong she was. But Laura Lynn supported us all through those weeks. We met kind of Joanne as well, and she gave us exact symptom assessment, which we were very unsure because it was such a rare cancer. She helped us as well, kind of, what's Eva feeling? I had a lot of questions about everything. So from day one, really, they took us under their wing and looked after myself and Lee and my son, but also Eva as well. And the Laura Lynn at Home team were amazing. Terry runs that team. And we were able to care for Eva at home as well with the support of Laura Lynn, which was so nice for us to be given choice in a time where all power was taken away from us.
Absolutely. And yeah. I want to come back to you and to ask you a little later about some of the fundraising efforts. And I know you've been involved in them since. But Dr. Joanne Ball, for you, as I say, consultant paediatrician, just give us an idea of the number of children in this country who we lose every year, who die from various illnesses.
So we know that there's about almost 4,000 children living with life-limiting conditions in the country. So that's figures that we've estimated from UK data. And about 350 children die a year in Ireland. So the figures are really small compared to the number of adults who die. That's obviously fantastic, but each child that dies, it is, you know, such an enormous event, such an unnatural event for the children and their mm-hmm. families. So the impact is huge.
And again, I think Laura Lynn is a foundation. It's named in honour of two children in one family, two sisters who died as young children.
Yeah, absolutely. It's named after Laura and Lynn, who are the children of Jane and Brendan McKenna. Laura died as a young child. Lynn died when she was in her teens from leukemia and knew that she was dying, and I suppose had an opportunity to have lots of her dreams kind of come through. Mm-hmm. And her family did this amazing fundraising. It's extraordinary.
It's a wonderful facility that's there. It's there close by to us there in Leopardstown. Yes. But what about people elsewhere in the country? What kind of supports are there for them?
So we provide services to children from all over the country, from, I think, 24 counties. But of course, it is much more difficult for children outside the Dublin area to access all of the services. The Laura Lynn at Home team will provide some support to children within 2 hours, a 2 hours drive of Dublin. So, you know, as part of the national paediatric model of care, we should be aiming to provide care for children as close to home as possible. So we are exploring options to see if we can expand the service in some form or around the country. We're not fully sure of how that will look, and it certainly will require collaboration with other partners around the country.
And is it the only hospice that's there for children in the country at the moment?
So it's the only hospice in the Republic of Ireland. There is a children's hospice in Northern Ireland, but it's the only hospice service within the Republic. There are palliative care services within both Crumlin and Temple Street, and children are also supported by the specialist palliative care, the adult home care teams provide some support to children as well who are at home around the country. But Laura Lynn is the only children's hospice.
Yes, and Sam, in your case with Isabella, I presume you're deeply, and it's obvious from what you were saying earlier, you're deeply appreciative of the support, but, you know, there's still huge pressure on your family.
Oh, absolutely. We work very hard day in, day out to look after. And, you know, Laura Lynn is our time that we can have a break and give our other child some one-to-one attention because he does need that too. So we feel very lucky that we have their help, but life is very, very busy for us all the time. That's
yeah. And Lisa, I know that you have another child, a son, James, who is now about 4. Is that right?
Yeah. And
It must have been quite difficult for him, as it indeed was for yourself and your husband, to lose Aoife last year.
Yeah, he misses her a lot. He talks about her every day. He's doing amazing. Kids are so resilient. He enjoyed the music with Helen from Norland. She used to come out every Tuesday and check in with him, and in that kind of on his level, checked in with him, and you know he's doing fine, but he definitely misses his little sister.
And the fundraising that you've been involved in?
Yeah, so I just feel it's quite important. I mean, I'm very mindful of how much it costs to run Laureline and that they're dependent on donations and fundraising. So I feel it helps me to kind of keep busy to give back to Laureline. So in Eva's name, so far we've raised nearly 30,000, and you know it was only July last year that she passed away. So it's a lot since then. But I as Joanne was saying, I often kind of talked about this with my husband, that we're lucky we're 20 minutes from Laureline and we're able to go in and use the services and give Eva a bath in the sensory room and that. But what about people in Donegal or Galway that are so far away? So I would love to see something in the future on the west coast or somewhere in the middle, just for other families to have the support that we had, which really helped us and still is helping us. We're still a Laureline family. We still go on bereavement support days and are in touch with everybody. I'm on a first name basis with everybody in Laureline now. And they speak of Eva so fondly, which is touching to me because I know how special she was and they know how special she was too.
Well, condolences on your loss, Lisa. I suspect you will always be a Laureline family as long as you live. And look, we're going to leave the last word on this to one of our callers. Sean, I'm sitting moaning here in my kitchen about money problems, etc. And your guests make me feel so pathetic. These mums are very impressive and good luck to the consultant in the work she does. My thanks to the three of you for your contributions, Sam Vienna, Lisa White, and also Dr. Joanne Balfe of Laureline. Thank you all indeed for joining us on the programme.